You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Ben Valsler, and with Dave Ansell.
Now, another reason to try and understand atmospheric chemistry is in case comes a time when we have to try and do some geoengineering. If global warming gets so bad, we have to actually do something about it physically, perhaps by adding some chemicals to the atmosphere, which will cool it down. Dr. Peter Brasicki is in the Department of Chemistry at Cambridge University and joins us now. Peter, if we really had to do something like this, what sort of approaches are there?
I think one of the major approaches would be to inject particle precursors into the atmosphere. And I think most commonly people think about things like SO2, like volcanoes would do, and then basically have aerosols forming and those aerosols reflecting sunlight back to the space.
So this is, I guess, Mount Pinatubo was the big example of this. There was a big volcanic eruption which shot a load of dust really high up in the atmosphere.
Yes,
and actually affected the climate.
Yes, you're exactly right. So Mount Pinatubo is one of our big case studies, so to speak, where basically a volcano went off and injected lots of SO2 into the atmosphere. Aerosol was formed, and basically on these aerosols, we had then interesting reactions with ozone. So ozone actually went down after Pinatubo erupted and then recovered afterwards, giving us a nice chemical trace into the atmosphere. But also, obviously, it had basically repercussions on the heating rates in the atmosphere. So Pinatubo cooled globally the atmosphere, even though it basically caused something which is called winter warming. So actually, one of the winter after Pinatubo actually was slightly warmer on average in our latitudes and in our areas than it usually would be without the Pinatubo explosion.
So is this because the dust is effectively acting as an insulator? So if you're somewhere very warm, it's keeping the heat out, but if you're in deep winter, it's going to keep some of the heat in?
Yes, it's true. That's part of the thing as well. But as we've discussed today earlier, there will be changes in terms of the circulation. Also, the circulation patterns obviously have sort of some kind of consequences for what kind of temperatures we have locally and for the local weather we experience in our region. And so those circulation changes affect us in a way that we end up with sort of some kind of slightly warmer northern hemisphere.
So the circulation in the atmosphere is sort of being driven by temperature differences. The equator is very, very warm, so air's rising there. Another place where it's colder, the air's sinking. And if you affect the amount of light and therefore heat which is coming into an area, you're going to affect the circulation with respect to that.
That's exactly right. And also the vertical structure is very complicated. Obviously, where you have the aerosol locally high up in the atmosphere at 15, 17 kilometres, it actually basically causes local warming in the atmosphere. Whereas obviously lower down towards the surface, basically where you have the aerosol, because it's basically scattering light back to the out of the atmosphere, you actually have local cooling. So you change the vertical structure of temperature and you also change the gradient from north to south. And that basically then acts as a sort of regulator on basically how the circulation will change.
So it's having effects all over this very, very complicated system.
Yes.
So you're attempting to model some of these effects.
That's exactly right. So we are running big climate models at the Centre for Atmospheric Science here at the Department of Chemistry at Cambridge University, together with the Met Office. And it's basically also one of the Met Office models that we are using and developing together. And we're looking at basically what Mount Pinatubo does to things like ozone, circulation, climate at the surface, but also obviously overall what kind of large transport changes there are in the stratosphere and how basically the aerosol has been vectored around and where basically the aerosol eventually left the atmosphere and for how long it was around.
So I guess one thing you'd be really worried about doing something like this deliberately is if you were going to produce a minor, what would look like a minor side effect with respect to the whole globe, but which with respect to the person who's living there, it could be absolutely disastrous.
Exactly. I think that always what could happen if you basically twiddle around with the climate system, you might basically get something right like global mean temperature, which is sort of some kind of metric that obviously is important, but doesn't really tell you anything about your livelihood locally in any given country. And if you basically change the circulation such that monsoon would fail in India, then it would have very severe consequences for people there.
So would you be able to possibly tune how you're injecting your particles to reflect the light to possibly affect the weather relatively locally? So in some areas you could increase the rainfall or decrease it.
That might be possible, but it is very, very complicated because bear in mind that basically the circulation in the stratosphere, which basically is a part of the atmosphere above 15 kilometres, is very, very global. So it acts on slightly slower timescales than what we see in the troposphere in terms of circulation. But it's so global that basically within months, basically aerosol is brought from the tropics to high latitudes. So whatever you do in the stratosphere, you have to think big, you have to think on the global scale. And again, it might have repercussions then on a regional scale in the troposphere.
Is this sort of thing ever likely to actually happen? Or do you think the kind of legal effects and the general worry, the worry of actually something going horribly wrong would stop it?
Personally, I think it's not very likely to happen. It's something that we need to study and would help us to understand how the atmosphere works. But as you say, there are so many legal issues, ethical issues, that I don't think we will do it actually in the end.
But then again, I guess if the world was in a really, really bad state due to global warming, the side effects might be less than the possible what's happening anyway.
It might be. It's very, very hard to say. And I think it's basically important that we talk about those things and think about those things. But I think we have to keep in mind whatever we do, there are winners and losers. And to regulate this in terms of some kind of global world citizen view is, I think, an incredibly difficult thing to do.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Peter. That's Peter Brasicka, and he'll help us for the rest of the show. So if you have any questions, please get in touch.